The presidential campaigns are working toward the possibility of 3 face-to-face debates this fall. That is the number proposed by an independent commission. Over the weekend, some news organizations reported that the two sides had reached a tentative agreement, but a Bush campaign spokeswoman denies that. As the two sides make their preparations to debate in whatever form, we will be hearing some of their positions on the issues here on Morning Edition. We're starting a week-long series with a look at the war in Iraq. We've reported extensively on what has happened in Iraq up to now, so in this conversation we're trying to focus on what the major party candidates will do if they win November's election. In his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, President Bush promised to bring democracy to Iraq.
So our mission in Afghanistan and Iraq is clear. We will help new leaders to train their armies and move toward elections and get on the path of stability and democracy as quickly as possible. And then our troops will return home with the honor they have earned.
To talk more about the president's plans, if reelected, we've called Dan Senor. Until recently, he was the spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Can you just define in a sentence or two when U.S. troops will be able to come home from Iraq?
Well, President Bush has outlined strategic goal, which is to consolidate the victory in Iraq with the establishment of a representative government, democracy, in the heart of the Arab world that will be capable to defend itself against the significant terror threat that is there. It's difficult to estimate and probably dangerous to signal to our enemies if they know that there's a specific point at which we are anxious to bring our troops home.
Well, now, the president said he wants to get on the path of stability and democracy as quickly as possible, and then the troops can come home. Does that mean that once elections are held in Iraq that the troops could begin to come home, or is there some other milepost that has to be passed?
We could have a situation like there has been in many post-war, post-conflict transition situations around the world where there could be elections, you could be on the path to democracy, but there still could be violence. There could be members of the Al-Qaeda network coming into Iraq trying to thwart the path to democracy even after elections. So it's just the kind of situation we're going to have to wait and see.
Now, Dan Senor, stay with us if you would. John Kerry has promised a fresh approach to the U.S. presence in Iraq, and he said it this way in a speech earlier this month.
We ought to be able to get our troops out of there within 4 years, and we ought to be able to get them home, and that ought to be a stable place, and we ought to be able to get them to survive.
That's John Kerry speaking earlier this month. Jamie Rubin is a former State Department spokesman who is now an advisor to the Kerry campaign, and he's at the Kerry campaign headquarters in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Can you give us an idea of how Kerry's goal differs in a concrete way from the president's goal looking forward?
Well, I think both John Kerry and George Bush have the same goal, which is success in Iraq. I think the problem has been that the Bush policy is failing in Iraq. The difference between John Kerry and George Bush is with a new administration, a lot of the problems we've had around the world will be put aside, and we'll be in a far better position to get help and support from key countries around the world, and that'll give us a better chance to succeed there.
And I hear some applause in the background. I assume people are applauding a speech that's being broadcast there and not actually applauding you. Is that correct?
That's correct. They're busy behind me working away towards victory.
Okay, now, John Kerry said we ought to be able to get our troops out of there within 4 years. That's assuming, of course, that conditions improve. What if conditions don't improve? Do you pull the troops out anyway?
Well, no. John Kerry has said that if you pursue the kind of policies that he's put forward to solicit support from Europeans, Arab countries, there are some 10% of the forces and 10% of the costs now paid by others, but that's a tiny fraction of what should be going on. The whole world has a stake in Iraq's success, and that's why the failure of President Bush to convince our friends and allies to support us is such a diplomatic disaster.
You know, just very briefly, we spoke to some European journalists on this program not long ago, and they said, well, yes, John Kerry is more popular in Europe, but European countries' fundamental interests are not going to change if John Kerry is elected. It's not necessarily more likely that European troops are going to show up in larger numbers in Iraq than they already have.
Well, first of all, there's no European government that can say during an election campaign that they'll do more for John Kerry than George Bush. That's just unthinkable. Secondly, any one of the correspondents you spoke to or other journalists know that the fights of the past, the disagreements, the ill will be gone, and we'll be able to look foreign leaders in the eye and say, it's in your interest to do this. Put aside your disagreements with George Bush because he's not there anymore, and work with us. And I think that gives us a far better chance.
Dan Senor, who is a former spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad, has been listening in. Dan, any response?
Yeah, I think it's naive to think that these various governments that haven't made troop commitments to Iraq are doing so specifically because of George Bush. Many of the governments that Jamie is alluding to have made troop commitments to Afghanistan. George Bush has been president when they made troops to Afghanistan. It's at his request that they made troops to that part of the world. They've made a strategic decision on their own that they want to participate with us in certain parts of the world and not in others.
I'd like to follow up on something that we heard John Kerry and President Bush mention in some of the earlier tape. John Kerry has said stability is the goal in Iraq, not stability and democracy. If there is no real democracy in Iraq, but the place is reasonably stable, would John Kerry be willing to walk away at that point?
Well, nobody's walking away from Iraq. If we do manage to get stability, if we do manage to really train after a year of failed programs, Iraqi forces to take over responsibility for their own security, and we have those elections, that will only be because there's security and stability in the region. That's what presidents do. That's what John Kerry will do, measure all of those factors. But he'll do one thing that George Bush hasn't done. He'll level with the American people and talk about what's really going on. We haven't had much of that from George Bush.
Dan Senor, any response?
Yeah, what we need now is serious, logical, consistent, and responsible talk on Iraq. George Bush, you agree with him or disagree with him, you know where he stands. Here we are, a little more than a month before John Kerry is asking voters to make him commander-in-chief, and they still don't know where he stands on the issue of Iraq and the war on terror.
Dan Senor got the first word in this discussion, so we'll give Jamie Rubin the last. Mr. Rubin, any thoughts?
John Kerry has been as clear as he could be. The way we went to war was wrong, but we're there now. And we have to succeed, and it would be a mistake to cut and run. The way to succeed there is to talk honestly and openly with the American people about the difficulties. John Kerry will never do what George Bush do, mislead this nation into war and make mistake after mistake after mistake in its incompetent administration.
Jamie Rubin is a senior foreign policy advisor for the Kerry campaign. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've also been speaking to Dan Senor. He is a former spokesman for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Baghdad. Thank you, Dan.
Good to be with you.